George Campbell here, reporting for Bishop FM, and I'm at the South Durham Enterprise Agency. I'm with Steve Robson, the Executive Manager. Steve, South Durham Enterprise Agency, what do you do?
Well, we've been around this area, serving this area for a number of years, and our remit is to provide a community access point for business support for all of our businesses that run enterprises in this community. What we kind of do with that is we'll provide support to new organisations. So if you're an individual who's looking to start something new in the area, we provide a support service for you. Likewise, if you already run a business in this community, we'll provide a service to help you start, develop, grow, take on new staff, market yourself better, get better with your processes, or just generally improve your business. And we run a really flexible, accessible, and hopefully knowledgeable service through a team of advisors that provide that level of support. So that's us.
That's you in a nutshell. When you say organisations, this is anybody. So is it community organisations? Is it an individual who wants to start a business? Is it a business that's running now that wants to expand?
Well, all three of those examples, actually, yeah, they fit in with our client base really well. I'd say the bulk of our work, probably 60% of what we do, is helping individuals start businesses in this climate. That can range from anyone looking at maybe being a tradesman, maybe someone looking at setting up a small retail unit, right through to manufacturing, engineering, and those businesses that hopefully have the potential to create more employment through their own operation. Those businesses that are already running in our area, we really want to help and support those guys. Obviously, we know it's difficult trading conditions for many businesses, but there are good news stories out there, and there are businesses looking to take on extra staff, grow, diversify, and we really want to support and help those people do those kind of projects. You mentioned voluntary and community sector as well. That's something that we have a lot of experience in. You know, essentially, a social enterprise is a business, you know, and we support them as such, be that through a plan, a funding application, market themselves better, turn themselves more into a commercial operation rather than the voluntary stuff that they may have been working in the past. So yeah, all of those three examples fit right in with what we do in our general work, yeah.
So anybody out there that's interested in growing a business, starting a business, community associations or community groups that want to do something, how did they start? What did they do? What's their first step?
Well, I mean, we have a really active website. So the website is our first point of call for a lot of clients. And that website will direct you, as someone sitting there at your desk thinking, what do I need to do to take that next step? And it'll directly, hopefully, into some face-to-face contact. We're still really keen that the level of support that we provide is provided one-to-one. It's person-to-person. And it's all about building a relationship for us. So we have an advisor who would be trained in a range of different business disciplines, as well as providing business advice. And that first initial meeting is all about gauging what the plans are. If it's a business startup, it's about helping kind of clear the clutter of thoughts that can sometimes be a difficult problem with new starts. You know, you've got loads of things going on. What do I do with tax? How do I market myself? What is a website? What is my product going to be? And to declutter all of that and to start really being robust and laying down the foundations of what's really going to be a business plan. Again, depending on the nature of the support, that will either flow through into a business planning exercise. So the advisor would then take you on the journey of planning out your business, what it's going to do, how much money it's going to earn, how much money it's going to spend, how it is going to market itself, the type of customers that it's going to hopefully generate. At the end of that process, what that person would have is a business plan, which is essentially going to guide them and be an action plan for that person over the first 12 months of that business startup. Really useful, really handy document to have, important for our process as well.
A business plan is always the thing that you need if you're going to the bank, mm-hmm. isn't it? Because the banks won't lend you unless you've got a good business plan.
Correct, yeah.
So, but is there any other support, financial support, I'm thinking of, in and around the place that people could access?
Yeah, I mean, again, I think grant financing is really difficult to come by at the minute. It's not non-existent, but it is really hard to come by. There are some pots available in terms of grant funding. It depends on where you are, what your business is going to try and do, what it's looking to achieve. But we can try and, you know, hopefully kind of clear the mist of that a little bit and see if you are eligible, we can get you referred into those, no problem. If grant financing isn't appropriate, and like I say, often it is the case where it's not appropriate, I think what's sprung up in its place is a range of enterprise loan products. And what I mean by enterprise loan is we all have perhaps heard stuff on the news about banks' reluctance or inability to lend to small businesses. Now, you know, there's an argument whether that actually is the case or whether it's not, but you know, putting that aside, a range of products and providers have sprung up called enterprise loans. And what they'll do is they'll have a really pragmatic and open conversation with a small business owner or manager or someone who's looking at starting up a business. They're designed to help people get started, and they understand that there may not be a really robust credit history there for a new startup business, or that they're, you know, the payback period isn't in a very short period of time. They're designed for that, they're set up and structured for that in the right from their outset. And those organisations, there are many. We work really closely with some local providers, one in particular based in Teesside who works this area quite a lot, called Five Lamps Organisation. There are some more Tyne and Wear based called Entrust, some others that people may have heard of called Northern Pine Tree. So we have really good relationships with those loan providers, and we essentially work on those applications on their behalf. So we'll actually build a business plan with that loan provider in mind. We'll know what they want, we'll know their paperwork that they need to provide. So we'll work that right from the start. So again, loan products out there. As I say with any clients, loan products must be treated with so much respect. You know, they are not grants, they must be repaid. They shouldn't just be applied for willy-nilly. We're not in the game of, you know, pushing people down you're taking a financial product which isn't necessary for them. We've got to really instill that with clients that, look, if this is something your business needs, then we can help you. If it's not, then certainly look elsewhere for the maybe support that you might need. So there is some financial support out there, yeah, definitely. It's just changed a little.
Steve, you mentioned there about these loans. Are they short-term, or are they, from what you said, the more long-term type loans?
Yeah, a little bit longer. Depending on the provider and depending on the project and value, they'll range anything from, you know, 2 is right at the bottom end to up to 7 or 8 years of repayment there. I mean, obviously with smaller enterprise loans, I suppose an example, you know, our sort of most prevalent loan perhaps is in the region of £3,000 to £5,000, something like that. They'd probably ask over a 5-year period. They have the ability to apply, and I stress apply, for people to make interest only payments as well. Now again, I stressed the apply because responsible advice and responsible lending on the lender's behalf should be saying, well, look, is that really a viable option for the business? Is it really going to help out? Or do you just need to really bite the bullet and start repaying the capital straight away? But that is an option. You know, so what I'm saying is the flexibility is there on payment terms, on the reference, on the loan value, the loan amounts, the repayment time. You know, so it's a real flexible service that they have.
So somebody that's out there now with a small business, wants to expand, can't get the capital, could come and see you, and you could go through all the grant applications or the applications for the loans, and you could put them in touch with people who probably will.
Absolutely, yeah.